Emotional Bites. Anyone else craving a respect reboot? It seems like respect is on the shorter supply these days than patience in a traffic jam.
Uh-huh. I can relate to that.
Today we're diving deep into the dynamics of respect, especially within families. And you've shared some really thought-provoking sources. It looks like you're grappling with some tough relationship stuff.
Absolutely. These sources really get to the heart of how respect operates. It's not just about good manners, you know. It's about our deep human need to belong and to feel valued.
You know, this really resonates with me. My relationship with my daughter, let's just say respect, has become a bit of a battlefield. And these sources have really got me thinking about what went wrong.
It's often a combination of factors, and the sources point to a few key causes of disrespect. Unmet needs are a big one. When people feel unheard, unseen, or like their opinions don't matter, it can breed resentment and ultimately disrespect.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
If you don't feel respected, you're less likely to show respect to others. I know I've felt that way. I remember this one blow up with my daughter a few years ago. She was going through a really tough time, a breakup, struggling in school. I was so focused on fixing the problem that I forgot to just be there for her to respect her experience.
What's fascinating is that the sources suggest it's not just about saying, I'm sorry. It's about taking concrete actions to demonstrate respect consistently. The sources highlight the importance of respectful communication, active listening, validating feelings, seeking to understand rather than just judge. It's about creating a space where everyone feels heard and valued, even when there are disagreements.
It sounds so simple, but it's so hard to do, especially when you're emotionally charged.
But by committing to respectful communication, consistent actions, and a genuine willingness to understand each other, you can start to bridge that gap.
Okay. So I'm hearing a lot about communication and understanding, but what about consequences? Like, what if she does something I fundamentally disagree with? Do I just let it slide in the name of respect?
That's a great question, and it brings us to another crucial point, the difference between respecting someone and condoning their actions.
So you can disagree with someone and still respect them. How do you walk that line?
It's about separating the person from their actions. You can disapprove of a choice someone makes without disrespecting them as a human being.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say your daughter decides to drop out of college to pursue a career as a musician, something you strongly believe is a mistake. You can express your concerns, you can explain your perspective, but you also need to respect her right to make her own choices, even if they're different from yours.
So it's about respecting her autonomy, even when you think she's making a bad decision.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that she's an adult capable of making her own choices and that those choices, even if you disagree with them, deserve respect. It's about letting go of that need to control her life and trusting that she'll learn from her experiences, both good and bad.
That's really hard to do as a parent, especially when you think your child is making a mistake that could have long-term consequences.
Yeah.
I admit I struggle with that.
It is hard. But holding on to that control is ultimately counterproductive. It breeds resentment, it damages trust, and it actually makes it less likely that your child will come to you for advice or support when they need it.
Because they know you're just going to judge them or tell them what to do. I've been there.
So instead of trying to control the outcome, focus on being a source of support no matter what. Let her know that you're there for her no matter what decision she makes, that you love her unconditionally even when you don't agree with her choices.
That unconditional love piece is huge, isn't it?
It's foundational. It's the bedrock of any healthy relationship, especially between parents and children. It's the message that no matter what you do, no matter what mistakes you make, you are loved and accepted for who you are.
That's a powerful message and one I need to remind myself of often because, honestly, sometimes it's hard to separate the love from the disappointment.
No, I get it. It's a constant balancing act. But the more you can focus on that unconditional love, the more space you create for respect to grow.
Okay, so I'm hearing a lot about shifting my perspective, about letting go of control, about unconditional love. But what about my needs? What about my need to feel respected as a parent?
That's a valid need, and it's important to acknowledge it. But the sources suggest that the best way to get respect is to give respect.
So it's that whole treat others how you want to be treated thing,
yeah.
like modeling the behavior I want to see.
Exactly. By demonstrating respect for your daughter's autonomy, her opinions, her choices, you're creating an environment where respect is more likely to flow both ways.
Instead of demanding respect, I'm showing her what respect looks like in action. I like that.
And that can be a far more effective way of earning respect than any amount of lecturing or demanding. It's about creating a culture of respect within the relationship.
This all makes so much sense, but it's so hard to put into practice. It's like unlearning years of ingrained patterns and behaviors.
It is hard work, but it's worth it. The rewards of a healthy, respectful relationship with your daughter are immeasurable.
I can only imagine. It's something I'm striving for every day.
Just keep taking those small steps, keep making those conscious choices, and trust that over time, those seeds of respect will grow.
Okay, so let's recap. We've talked about the importance of respectful communication, unconditional love, and letting go of the need to control. What else do we need to consider when it comes to rebuilding respect in a strained relationship?
These sources also highlight the importance of navigating power dynamics, especially in families where you have that parent-child hierarchy. Respect can get tangled up with who's in charge.
Power struggles. I feel like I'm constantly walking this tightrope between being that parent and being someone my daughter can actually respect.
It's a common challenge, and the sources suggest that respectful communication is key to balancing those power dynamics.
But how do you communicate respectfully when there's a clear power difference?
It's about asserting your needs and boundaries while still acknowledging the other person's position.
So it's about being assertive, but not aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Respectful, but not a pushover.
Exactly. These sources argue that even when we feel hurt or threatened, we have a responsibility to treat others with basic dignity. It's about recognizing their inherent worth as human beings, even when we disagree with them.
But how do you do that when you're in the heat of the moment, when your emotions are running high? It's like respect goes out the window when you're feeling attacked.
It's tough, for sure, but that's where self-awareness comes in. The sources suggest that the more we understand our own triggers, our own emotional patterns, the better equipped we are to respond respectfully, even when it's hard.
So it's about knowing yourself, knowing what sets you off, and having strategies to manage those emotions before they hijack the conversation.
You've got it. It's like building a mental toolbox for those moments when respect feels like it's slipping away.
I love that analogy. What kind of tools go in this respect toolbox?
One of the most powerful tools is simply pausing, taking a breath before you react, giving yourself a moment to calm down and collect your thoughts.
So simple, yet so hard to do when you're in the thick of it.
It takes practice, but it gets easier with time. Another helpful tool is using I statements instead of you statements.
Can you explain the difference?
Sure. A you statement often sounds accusatory, like you're being disrespectful. An I statement focuses on your own feelings and experience, like I feel disrespected when you speak to me that way.
It's like taking ownership of your own emotions instead of blaming the other person.
Exactly. And that can help de-escalate the conflict and open up space for a more respectful dialogue.
Okay, so we've got pausing and I statements. Any other tools in our respect toolbox?
Active listening is a big one. Really focusing on what the other person is saying, trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it.
So it's about putting aside your own judgments and biases and truly hearing what the other person has to say.
Precisely. And it's not just about hearing the words. It's about paying attention to their body language, their tone of voice, their emotional state.
It's like listening with your whole being, not just your ears.
You nailed it. And that kind of deep listening can be transformative in any relationship, especially one where respect has been eroded.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive. I'm feeling so much more equipped to tackle these issues in my own life and hopefully rebuild that respect with my daughter.
I'm glad to hear that. When a relationship is strained, it's easy to fixate on what's wrong, but the sources remind us to remember the good parts too. It's about nurturing the relationship even when it feels fragile.
Okay, this has given me a lot to think about and a lot to try. But before we wrap up, I want to loop back to something you said earlier about how respect is tied to our basic human needs. Can you expand on that a bit?
Absolutely. These sources really highlight how respect or the lack of it can impact our sense of self-worth and belonging. It's not just about the words or actions themselves. It's about how they make us feel.
It's like when someone disrespects us. It cuts deeper than just being annoyed. It makes you question your value, your place in the world.
Precisely. Disrespect can make us feel small, insignificant, even invisible. It chips away at our sense of worth, both within the family and in the wider world.
This is hitting home for me. I've definitely felt that sting of disrespect from my daughter, and it's made me question my worth as a parent, even as a person.
It's painful, isn't it? And the sources suggest it can actually trigger some primal survival mechanisms.
Like what? Fight or flight, but in a family argument.
That's exactly it. When we feel disrespected, our brains often interpret it as a threat, even if it's not a physical one. So we either lash out, try to dominate the situation, or we withdraw, shut down, try to protect ourselves.
That explains so much. I tend to withdraw when my daughter and I clash, but she's definitely the fight type. It just escalates the conflict.
It's a natural response, but not always a helpful one.
Okay, let's leave our listener with one final thought to ponder. What's a nugget of wisdom they can take away and apply to their own lives?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Respect is not a passive state. It's an active choice. It's a choice we make every day in every interaction. Make a conscious effort to put our egos aside and truly see the other person.
Beautifully put. And stay curious about the stories beneath the surface. Because sometimes disrespect is just a cry for a deeper connection.